Iron smelting. Iron smelting is a complex process. The goal of an ironworks has always been to improve the production process. Originally, charcoal produced in the forests around the works was used. Charcoal was later replaced by coal. To reduce carbon dioxide emissions from the process, hydrogen is today being tested as an alternative to coal. Since the quality of the local ore was too poor, Galdström actually lost its iron mark, a pig's head, at one stage. The new mark was a combination of the letters G and B, Galdströms Bruk, the Galdström Ironworks. Ore dressing. The process began by breaking the ore into pieces about the size of a man's fist, which was back-breaking work. Then it was dressed in the furnace to burn off water and other impurities like sulfur and carbonic acid. After the ore dressing came the crushing process. In the crushing process, the ore was broken down even further into walnut-sized pieces using a trip hammer. The trip hammer was driven by a water wheel. Later on, a steam-driven crusher was used. The furnace standing today was built in 1890 and fueled with blast furnace gas. The blast furnace. After the crushing process, the iron ore was ready for the 16-meter-high blast furnace. The furnace master was in charge of operating the furnace and making sure the raw materials were added correctly. Iron ore from different mines was mixed to achieve the desired quality of iron. Quartz and limestone was also added to bind and separate the impurities, called slag. To raise the temperature in the blast furnace, preheated air was blown into the bottom using a hot blast. In full operation, the temperature at the bottom of the furnace could reach 1,300 degrees Celsius. The molten iron flowed out through a tap hole at the bottom of the furnace. The iron cooled and hardened into ingots, pig iron. Some of the slag was cast in molds, clinker blocks, which were used as construction material. Clinker blocks came in a variety of beautiful colors, from shimmering blues and greens to darker grays and black. The colors of the slag are based on its chemical composition, including the mixture of metal oxides and the drying temperatures and speed. The slag that wasn't used for clinker blocks was thrown into slag heaps or used for road construction. Blast furnaces operate on the principle of chemical reduction, whereby the oxygen in the iron ore is separated from the iron and combines with the charcoal to form carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide. When combined with nitrogen, these gases formed the combustible blast furnace gas, which could be recovered and used to fuel the steam machine and furnace, and to heat the air blast. The current blast furnace was built in 1884. Further processing of iron. The pig iron produced in the blast furnace could be used for casting, but not for forging. Some of the pig iron was sold, some was used in the ironworks foundry, and some was worked into malleable wrought iron. Everything from ship propellers to frying pans was made in the foundry. To use the iron for forging, the carbon content had to be reduced from 4% to less than 1%. The iron was smelted in a special furnace, the fining hearth, in which more carbon was burnt out by reheating with a water-powered trip hammer. The iron was divided into pieces that were forged into long bars, wrought iron, and the iron was sold in these bars. Some of the wrought iron was used in the works forge, where it was used to make nails, hinges, axes, and horseshoes, mainly for the ironworks' own needs. There have been two wrought iron hammers at the Galdström Ironworks with accompanying fining hearths. The lower was located at the blast furnace and the upper at Hammardammen.